Then I shall tell you plainly what I want, for there must be no doubtful matter in this connection between us now. You must promise me one and all, even you, my beloved husband, that should the time come, you will kill me.
What is that time?
The voice was Quincy's, but it was low and strained. When you shall be convinced that I am so changed that it is better that I die that I may live, when I am thus dead in the flesh, then you will without a moment's delay drive a stake through me and cut off my head, or do whatever else may be wanting to give me rest. Quincy was the first to rise after the pause. He knelt down before her, and taking her hand in his, said solemnly,
"I'm only a rough fellow, who hasn't perhaps lived as a man should to win such a distinction, but I swear to you by all that I hold sacred and dear that should the time ever come, I shall not flinch from the duty that you have set us. And I promise you, too, that I shall make all certain, for I am only doubtful I shall take it that the time has come."
"My true friend,"
was all she could say amid her fast falling tears, as bending over she kissed his hand.
"I swear the same, my dear Madame Mina," said Van Helsing. "And I," said Lord Godalming, each of them in turn kneeling to her to take the oath. "I followed myself." Then her husband turned to her one-eyed and with a greenish pallor which subdued the snowy whiteness of his hair, and asked, "And must I too make such a promise, O my wife?"
"You too, my dearest," she said,
with infinite yearning of pity in her voice and eyes.
"You must not shrink. You are nearest and dearest and all the world to me. Our souls are knit into one for all life and all time. Think, dear, that there have been times when brave men have killed their wives and their womenkind to keep them from falling into the hands of the enemy. Their hands did not falter, any the more because those that they loved implored them to slay them. It is men's duty towards those whom they love in such times of sore trial. And oh, my dear, if it is to be that I must meet death at any hand, let it be at the hand of him that loves me best.